Welcome to The Power of One More. I'm Julie Duncan, and today we explore how small steps, bold faith, and relentless resolve shape us. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to The Power of One, the show that reminds us how one more step, one more act of courage, and one more moment of belief can change everything. I'm your host, Julie Duncan. Today we're joined by two individuals who are redefining community fitness and fun through one of the fastest growing sports in America, pickleball. Mike Turbin is the founder of Pickleplex and his business partner, Tammy LaCroix. Pickleplex is Winchester's premier indoor pickleball destination. Launched in 2025, Pickleplex offers state-of-the-art courts, lessons, leagues, and social events for players of every skill level. Whether you're brand new or chasing your next win, Pickleplex is designed to elevate your experience and bring people together. Our first conversation is all about those first steps, the courage it takes to try something new, even when you feel like everyone else already knows what they're doing. And oftentimes, a lot of people feel intimidated stepping into a new sport, new hobby, or new environment. Today, we want to help our viewers understand how one more swing can become the beginning of confidence, community, and personal growth. Many viewers want to try new things, but are scared to look what? Inexperienced or to be judged. This segment explores how to overcome the fear of starting, how supportive communities help, and why confidence is built one small attempt at a time. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited to welcome today my special guests, Mike and Tammy, who are opening one-of-a-kind Pickleplex at the Sportsplex in Winchester, Virginia. I am so excited to hear what you have to say today and flesh out your new venture. Are you ready?
Oh yeah, we're ready.
All right, we'll start with you, Mike. A lot of people feel shy or scared trying a new sport. How do you help players feel brave enough to pick up the paddle the very first time? Can you share with us?
Yes. Actually, one of the things that helps is the fact that pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports in the world right now.
Okay.
And it's kind of like putting magic in their hand. They pick up a paddle, they come out, we're eager to get new people involved. And as you talk to people throughout the community and stuff, everyone wants to try pickleball. It's just the newest thing out there, and it's something all ages can play. And it just, the paddle, like I said, is magic in people's hands. And we encourage everyone to try the sport.
So what's ringing in my head are those words, magic. Can you flesh that out a little bit? Why does it feel like magic for people?
Well, I think it's because when you're younger, you try to play a lot of sports, and it just brings back that youth out of you. And the fact that you can just pick up a paddle, and it's not a hard sport to actually learn. Mm-hmm. And any age group pretty much can learn this very quick and get pretty good at it pretty fast. And that's the part I like about it as well. And it's just, like I said, the youthness comes out of you and gets exciting, the social part of it. And it just gathers people. And if you're even on the sidelines, you see it. They just want to play.
Makes me want to play listening to you.
Definitely.
Okay. And can you share a story of someone who took one more swing and surprised themselves on what they could actually do?
Actually, yes. I have a best friend of mine. His name's Tom Height. He actually, I remember the time when I mapped out a court on a tennis court, and he's only played tennis his whole life. And I said, you know what? You are now playing pickleball. It's a new sport. He's never played in his life. Took that first swing and honestly stopped tennis that day. Even though we've won tournaments together, he says, I'm done playing pickleball, took it to a whole nother level and kept swinging it. And honestly, he's a very good player at this point. And one of my best friends that, you know, just kind of got me back into it as well.
So he felt the magic right away.
Instant.
That you defined.
Yep.
Love it. Go, Tom. Why do you think adults struggle more than kids trying new things?
I just think adults probably think they've done everything in life and never think about out of the box and trying a different sport. And I tell you what, this sport is one of those sports you can do that. Mm-hmm. We encourage everybody to come out and try, because I've never met anyone that has not liked the game of pickleball. And And, you know, and as far as it doesn't have to be for kids, any age, once again, you know, I mentioned that before, it's just one of those things that, you know, adults seem like they can't get involved, or maybe they have ailments, but, you know, the exercise, everything about it is just very good health-wise. You know, people are looking to get their steps in like I do every day. Yeah. You'll be surprised. You can do it playing pickleball.
Who doesn't want to feel like a kid again?
Yep, exactly.
Right? Love it. What small first step can someone take today if they want to try pickleball but feel nervous, like me?
Well, and like I said, you know, people may have that inside to feel nervous, but if they show up and actually see what's going on and seeing how much fun everyone is having when they're playing pickleball, that will, telling you, the way we're going to run our business is going to be focusing on people like that to get them into the game. New people that might be scared, be the frontline people, getting, inviting them to play, putting that magic paddle in their hand, and just guiding them through the sport, and pretty much it'll hook them. You know, that's what we're trying to do, and get them excited about it. And like I said, they don't even ever stop playing. They put a paddle in their hands and they play, and they take it to a whole nother level, whatever they want to do. And it's just seems to be a sport that everyone loves.
So can you share with the audience, I imagine you're going to have skill level courses. You're going to help people that are brand new, intermediate, more experienced. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to have all that, you know, every skill level. And when people walk into our club, you'll definitely be placed in a comfort zone that you would be welcome. Awesome. You know, per your skill level, you know, that's one thing we recommend in our behind the scenes is, you know, kind of rate yourself where you are. If you're a beginner in certain area, you know, we will have that structure throughout the courts to put you where you feel like you belong and still let you challenge above and, you know, go throughout the day. And as you play, there'll be courts that, you know, will mingle with each other and actually, you know, be able to play skill levels and be comfortable. The whole time.
And they can advance along the way.
Yeah, every level. You know, we offer all the, from the beginner all the way up to, you know, be trained to be a pro if you wanted to do that.
Yeah. Wonderful. And how do you help people to keep going when they feel embarrassed or maybe feel like they're kind of left behind? How would you push them to move forward?
Well, I'd say that's, again, one thing we're going to be working on as a social club is to really kind of encourage people. And you know, once they're playing, we can monitor and watch things and see how it goes and see kind of people's reactions. And, you know, Tammy and I are looking to do that and just be at the club, the face of the club, and make sure people just don't feel embarrassed about what they're doing. And because everyone needs to start somewhere.
Yes.
And put them in a skill level that they feel comfortable with again. And, you know, they can book a lesson with our certified pros or trainers to kind of get better. You know, and it seems like what that everyone wants to do that at all ages.
Yeah. Yeah. So can you speak a little bit about the social aspect? I know we talked earlier and that's very important to you and Tammy. Why do you think the social aspect is so important for your business, for people on the court, for scaling your business? Why is that piece so important? And how does that connect to pickleball?
Well, I just think a lot of people not only just play the game pickleball is it creates friendships too. You know, we come out and challenge each other and have fun laughing. I mean, you pretty much don't ever see anyone not smile when they're playing pickleball. You know, it could be a serious match, it could be at your skill level, see everyone playing, but honestly just a social event that everyone gets together and enjoys the sport and constantly be even behind the scenes. We all have friends that we met throughout the sport, and it just gets to be a social atmosphere.
I love what you're forming, and I love the community that you're forming around it. Thank you for sharing, Mike.
It's no problem.
Coming up, we'll talk about taking one more yes, stepping back into fitness, even when you feel out of shape or intimidated. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is a Power of One More on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Julie Duncan, and you're watching the Power of One More on Now Media Television. Let's dig deeper into the journey of becoming. Welcome back to the Power of One, We're talking with Mike Turbin and his business partner, Tammy. And now we shift to a struggle many viewers know all too well, wanting to be active again but feeling intimidated, embarrassed, or maybe out of shape. Pickleball is changing that, making movement accessible and enjoyable for people of all ages and ability levels. A lot of people avoid fitness because they fear judgment or feel like they are far behind. They're too far behind. This segment highlights how pickleball creates a safe, friendly path back into movement and confidence. So I'm excited to hear from you as well today, Tammy.
Yes.
Business partner with Mike. So tell the listeners, why does pickleball bring people together so easily? And even if they're strangers, why is it just kind of a relaxed environment mm-hmm. where people easily feel comfortable and can collaborate and come together?
I tell you, the main place a lot of people go is Jim Barnett Park outside in here in Winchester. And there'll be six courts, 24 people out there playing, 24 people waiting to play, and a stranger will walk up. And they'll stand there, and you can tell. They don't know what they're doing. You have never seen them there before. And I bet you 9 times out of 10, somebody will walk over and say, hey, are you new here? You know, have you ever played this sport before? And we'll talk to them, and we'll explain the rules, and we'll offer them a paddle. Mike has offered people paddles, and say, come on out. I'll take you out for your first game and take you out and play with you. And I've brought people in before that have never played before, and I've said, come here this time. We'll meet you there. We walk on the court, and I'll say, you know, this is Steffi. She's going to play with us today. She's never played before, so you guys be kind. And it'll start up, and we'll start playing, have a great time, and everybody's supportive. And it's just the best. And honestly, you learn. There are some people who play a lot harder and stronger and faster. Sure. And so you learn which people you take new people to.
Yeah.
But there's a warm, welcoming community that just wraps people up and just helps them get started.
So it's a camaraderie that Mike was speaking about.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I love it. And you learn names. And so that's one of the greatest things, like the show Cheers, when everybody knows your name. When you walk out there and somebody will say, oh, Tammy's here, you know, and it just makes you feel like this is my group. This is my community right here.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And don't we all want to find that special home where we belong? And
absolutely.
How wonderful you brought that to our community.
Yes, exactly.
Tammy, can you share a story where someone found friends or family-like support through the Pickleplex community that you're building?
I can. I can share my personal story. 3 years ago, my husband got glioblastoma, a brain tumor, and he passed away within a month after being diagnosed. And I was lost. I did not know what to do with myself. We were new to Winchester. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any friends here. And so I signed up for a class just for something to do through Frederick County Parks and Recreation. And I learned how to play pickleball. And my daughter went with me the first class. After the first class, she said she was too busy. And the only reason she pulled out is because she wanted me to be on my own and figure it out and make my own friends instead of clinging to her. And after that first class, I met a woman named Mindy. And she was so kind and welcoming to me. And then I signed up for the next month. And Mindy was there. I didn't know she'd be there. Mindy introduced me to Regina, who added me to her text group. And it just became this wonderful community of people. There's 42 of us in this one group now, and I'm a member of 3 different text groups like that. But there's 42 in this one group, and we start texting, hey, who's playing? What time are you playing? I'll meet you there. And we all get together. We all play. We share life. We do dinner. We do movies. We play game nights. We've now become, you know, life partners, all of us together. And if I wouldn't have had this, I don't know what I would have done with myself. So it was the best thing that I've ever done.
Thank you for sharing that story and being so transparent with us today. You know, it reminds me some of our most painful times in life when we break out of that and we show up in other arenas, we never know where that's going to guide us and lead us. And not only did it guide you to pickleball, but it also guided you to Mike and now your newfound business.
That's right.
Amazing circle. So thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
Wow. What do you think people are really looking for when they show up to play?
It depends on the person, and it can run all different levels. So my group of 42 I was talking about, we are looking for fun and joy and we sometimes go to Sharando and we play out there, and we have music. There's four courts, and there's never less than 17, 18 of us at a time that are out there playing. We have music blasting. We do stupid dances. We do dumb routines. We support each other. We are laughing and joking the whole time we're out there. So you play four people, then that game's over. You switch, you play four others, you know, just always switching through that group. And it's just that. It's people are looking for that for the most part. But then there are people who play at higher levels.
Of course.
They're looking for competition. They're looking to get better. They're looking to go out and play and leave that court knowing that they demolished everyone they played. And I have been that person too, where I have gone out and played and it's like, I'm going to win every single game. And so I'll go out and play with that group where I want to just win all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm out there for. And then other times you're just out there just for exercise and just because you needed to be uplifted. So you just needed a little bit of joy. You needed a little bit of movement in your day.
Nice.
And you go out for that reason.
So I imagine from speaking with you both so far, Pickleplex will offer all of that.
Yes.
The fun, the social, the competitive. You'll have the different levels going on.
Yes.
All the things.
Absolutely.
Yes. So we have intro classes. I'm now certified coach to start with the beginners. So I can actually take somebody off the street and show them, this is a paddle. This is how the courts work. This is the layout. This is what a ball looks like. This is the stretches that you want to do before you start playing. You know, I can take them through that. And then we have three coaches now on staff who are going to take you to the next level if you want to continue with lessons. If you don't want to continue with lessons, you just find a drop-in group. You join that group, they'll bring you along. So there's also that option. And then we also have leagues, and we're going to have tournaments, and we're going to have those kinds of things. And specific things, like you want to learn a topspin, you sign up for this class, you come in and you learn topspin. You want to just do drills, you sign up for this class, you come in and do drills. So it's whatever you want to do, you can find there, along with just the social area where you can hang out with your friends and drink coffee and eat muffins. So
the amazing part of all this, ladies and gentlemen, to our listeners, is that this business is not up and running yet, but you can see the business plan has already been formulated
and
the thought behind it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely is.
Yes, I can hear that. Okay, Tammy, why is one more game together sometimes what heals a hurting heart? And oh my gosh, I think you spoke to this.
Yes. So one more game together. When I first started this journey, sometimes it was all I had. And my kids are grown, my grandkids are busy, and I would go out and play. And if people wanted to leave too early and they were all done, I would know that, okay, well, now I'm going to go home and there's nobody there and there's nothing else to do. And so knowing someone knew my story and I could share my story with people I played with, and we all shared our stories, someone will say, hey, do you want to just stay and play one more game? They could tell, you know, that you weren't quite ready to go. Yeah. And so, yes, you know, the answer is always yes. So you always want to stay and play one more game. But the funny thing is, there's a group I play with, some of these ladies, and I would always stay. I would be always the one, yes, I'll do one more game. And usually when I'm done at one park, I have another group of friends, I'll go play at Clearbrook or I'll go play somewhere else. And I'd been as much as like 6 hours a day playing pickleball just because I love it. But my one group of friends that I play with, my excuse one time was, I can't play anymore, I'm out of water. And that was my only reason. There's no water fountain, there's nothing. My water bottle was empty. And so my friend pulled open her bag and said, I have water. You have no excuse. You have to stay for one more game. And so that became the pattern now with that group. It's this joke that people bring extra water. Because if you ever try to walk away and you don't want one more game, somebody has water for you, which is also another part of building a community. You're not going to walk away because you don't have water.
Yeah, it's heartwarming to listen to.
Oh, it's so fun.
Which ties right into the last question, Tammy. And you're a perfect example of this. How can someone who feels lonely take one more step toward joining a community like yours?
Yeah. Well, the thing that got me through is Frederick County Parks and Rec, my first class. And Coach Matt, who leads all those classes, he's also coming to work with us to help coach there too. But Frederick County Parks and Rec is bringing all their pickleball classes to the Pickleplex. So we'll be offering them through there.
Beautiful.
But back to my story. When I met Coach Matt through my first class, he is a man who knows your name. And you walk in and it's like, oh, Tammy, I'm so glad you came back again. I'm so glad you signed up for the second group of classes. Hey, did you meet Regina yet? This is Regina, or this is Susan, or this is Kim. Wow. You know, and Kim, you guys, you and Tammy have the same color shirts on today, so you guys are going to be a team today. And then you come back the next week and he says, oh, I see you got a new paddle. And he remembered those things about me. And to live alone and to not talk to people all day sometimes and work from home, people didn't talk to me that way. You know, I didn't have that communication during the day. And so I highly recommend signing up for a class. You find your community. You find your first group of people you're going to form a text message group with. And then you find four people in that group that will meet up, and you have confidence because you have those four people and you have shoulders to lean on with those four people. And then it just grows from there. You just add more and more and more and more until you have a group of 42 like I have.
And I love hearing you talk about the the culture. And I can I'm hearing that you guys will foster a very strong culture of community, teamwork. And we talk about that a lot in the business community.
Yes.
So very happy to hear that you've already tapped into that and you know the value of it and you've lived it, Tammy.
Yes, ma'am.
So obviously you're going to foster it in your business as you move forward.
Yes.
And it sounds like you will as well, Mike.
Absolutely. Well, definitely.
Because that's what's going to keep people coming back.
Right. Yeah.
I feel the magic. It's social. It's fun. I have community. And boy, I need to go back there. It's a culture I want to belong to. And people can attach themselves to that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's so fun. Some of the things we're going to do are just fun things. You're just going to come in. We found this game called Around the World. So you usually play with four people. This game plays with five people. And you just hit the ball and you run off the court. And then you have to run to the next position and the next position. And so there's games like that. There's games with cards where you have to draw a card. And whatever that card says is what you have to do for that play of that game. Like,
yes.
You have to skip through everything, or you have to hold hands with your partner the whole time you're playing, or, you know, silly things. So, yes, some of it's serious. Some of it's getting better. Some of it's practice. Some of it's drilling. But some of it is just silliness and just fun and just joyful.
And we forget how to be kids.
Yes, ma'am.
We grow into adults and we become adults. And what happened to that little kid? So how exciting that you guys are going to foster all that.
Yes.
In our community.
Absolutely.
Up next, we'll talk about community, the power of taking one more step toward connection when life feels lonely. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is a Power of One More on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Julie Duncan, and you're watching the Power of One More on Now Media Television. Let's dig deeper into the journey of becoming. Welcome back to The Power of One. Let's shift into something deeper, community. Many people feel isolated or disconnected, especially as adults. Pickleball has become a surprising solution to loneliness and disconnection. People are not just looking for activity. They're looking for belonging. This segment explains how community is built through shared play, encouragement, and positive social interaction. So, Mike, can you share with us, how do you welcome people who haven't played sports in years or whatsoever? How do you welcome them into
Well, I've noticed the sport of pickleball actually is probably the sport that everyone's hearing about and wants to play it because they know, or they've even seen it or watched it. Somehow, or watch local courts being played, and they show up and stare through the fence and never take the leap, but they are starting to, you know, like Tammy mentioned, you know, if I see those type of people, you know, watching in, I encourage them to play, and and they do, you know, they want to play this sport. And like I said, the people are just hearing about it. It's growing so fast, and it's a sport that any age group, like I mentioned before, that can play, and we encourage them to you know, start this new sport and don't be scared to do it, because it's this social aspect and it's fun.
So I can't help but ask, what is so unique about what you guys are doing is you're going to have the first, drum roll, indoor pickleplex.
That's definitely probably one of the
share a little bit about that, please, Mike.
I would say we're very happy to announce that we will be the first and only to Winchester true indoor hard court pro size pickleball courts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's been waiting to happen for a long time. We've done a lot of searching and landed our opportunity and took it. And proud to announce that we will be the first ones to do it.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing. So what inspired you, Mike and or Tammy, to have the first indoor court?
I think the fact of players, they pushed it and we took it to the level we needed to. You know, and even ourselves playing outdoors where you look out your window, it's raining and you can't play and it's that type of sport where people are addicted. You know, the magic is there and they just can't play at certain times. And, wow. You know, we'll all call each other. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? And the friendships that you build behind the scenes, you know, it's just something that Tam and I joined forces and found the opportunity and just bringing what people want in the pickleball community mm-hmm. is an indoor facility that can obviously take the outdoors indoors in perfect climate controlled conditions.
Nice. Trailblazers.
One of the interesting things that when I was taking Frederick County Parks and Rec lessons, which I've taken for 2 years now just because I love going, hanging out, but I was taking them on Wednesday nights, and for the whole month of May, it rained every Wednesday night. And so my class was canceled every night. Every time I was scheduled, it was canceled. It just became a joke at that point. The coach would text, and I'd say, you don't even have to text me. I know it's raining, or there's a chance of rain, or it's too windy, or and things were canceled. And so luckily, there was always a makeup. But I still have two makeup classes to finish from May that I haven't gotten finished yet.
Well, and, you know, we might live in the South, but it gets cold in here in the winter. I don't want to be out there playing.
Yeah.
You know, with hat, scarf, gloves, all things.
Well, I will tell you, though, if it's not real windy and stuff, they still try, you know, but they won't have to anymore. They got perfect conditions. They come to the Pickleplex.
That's right.
Wow. I can see why it's up and coming. So, Mike, what's one encouraging thing you would say to someone who feels out of shape to join, too out of shape to join?
Well, I'm actually a prime example of that scenario. You know, I played tennis years ago and was overweight, lost 105 pounds playing tennis. So pickleball has maintained my weight loss, my steps I get during the day. So anyone that's looking to do something fun, because I'm not the type of person to go to the gym and walk on a treadmill all day long. I'd rather play 8 hours of pickleball before I step foot on the treadmill. You know, it's the first of the year coming up, and we're open, you know, to the public right around the first of the year, and excited to offer our opportunity to other people to come in and see the exercise that pickleball can actually offer to players, and it will, you know, at all levels.
Well, you're the model for it. Would have never known that you lost 105 pounds.
Yeah, definitely.
You look so fit and trim.
Well, like I said, to be just playing pickleball and making sure I get my steps during the day and working to get this facility open to the public is definitely giving me a lot of steps doing that.
Yeah. Even more so now, lately, last month.
Probably 30,000 a day. Mike, can you share a story when someone surprised themselves to what their body could actually do, still do, actually do?
Well, again, I guess I'd have to say myself, you know, being able to, you know, almost be 300 pounds and step on a tennis court and surprise myself that I could actually play a sport again, being a bigger man and take it to a whole nother level. I remember coming home and drenched with sweat because this I learned in Florida, and my wife not letting me come in the house because she's seen how drenched I am and making me jump in our pool just to even get washed off. Wow. Definitely one of those moments in life that, you know, being overweight and stuff and help my situation where, you know, the sport is there to do that. Pickleball.
What a story. Help you. Wow. How does taking one more step in movement help people stay confident?
Well, there's lots of ways you can do that in pickleball as far as your game itself. So if you're working on something, say your serve, that one more serve could be your best serve ever. That you know, one more topspin can be the best topspin. So I just think every step you take and every moment you take towards getting better or playing the sport can actually help you in that situation to, you know, just jumping out there and just continuing to keep playing.
Yeah.
And one more, just what Tammy was saying before, like one more game, why not just take one more step and just try to, you know, yeah. towards, you know, your goal. If you're looking to try to go higher and get better at the sport, you can, or just the social aspect, come out and just one more game, one yeah. more step out there on the court.
Yeah. Well said. So Tammy, you spoke about your early entry into pickleball. Mm-hmm. How was taking one more step help you with your confidence to be able to play and build your skill level?
Yeah. Well, it was so fun to go because I back to the first group I played with, Regina. So my goal was I was going to return Regina's serve. That was my first goal when I first started playing. And so I was brand new. She'd been playing for a few months already, and so, or maybe even a year. So she was far more advanced than I was. And so she would serve to me. I couldn't hit it back. I couldn't hit it back. Couldn't hit it back. And then after like about 3 or 4 weeks of taking lessons and practice and playing, I returned her serve. And I'm not a quiet person, so I was like jumping up and down and squealing and this kind of thing. And there's a woman named Michelle who I play with now at Jim Barnett. And my goal every time I play her, and she knows it, every time I play her is to win a point against her. And I don't care if I win the whole game, but if I won a point against her, oh my God, my confidence is.
That is definitely a good
confidence. Yes, yeah. My confidence is one just more. Explodes.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you just keep trying and you keep going and you keep doing it and you pick one thing to work on and then you just keep working on it until you get that and then you can pick one other thing to work on.
Yeah.
But just finding those little kind of things, you know, they'd really help you keep going.
Yeah, sometimes we look at the big picture so often. Really, if we can just move the needle 1 degree, 1 degree, 1 degree.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that applies in pickleball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the cool things is, you know, you rotate partners all the time when you have open social events. And, you know, you may lose some gains, but then your confidence will be built up because you'll be, oh, yes, to get hooked up with another partner and you win a game. And that's the fun part about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one of the people I play with, and I don't know why this is, one of these people I play with, his name is Curry. And every time I'm out there to play, and you know, you play by, you put your paddle out and then you
wait in
a rotation and then the next four up go. So you play with whoever you play with. And if I ever get in Curry's group, he will have won every game he's played all night long. He's a really good player. He will have won everything he's played. As soon as I play with him, he can't play worth anything. It's the funniest thing. We walk out there as partners. And it's like he misses everything or I mess up something. It's like, it's just like a comedy of errors and it's hilarious. And so we were real excited. The last time we got to play outside, we won 3 in a row. And I think we even beat this guy. So, but we won 3 in a row that night. And he goes, come on, one more game. And I said, you know what? Absolutely not tonight because that's 3 wins. I'm out.
Right, I don't even want your head, right?
You're talking about confidence. I did let her just to boost her confidence.
Sure, and I have no doubt you did, Mike.
Yeah, it hasn't happened since. But that was a magical evening. And so there's a point at that night that it's just like, okay, no, I'm done. I'm going to leave while I'm ahead, and I'm going to go home on this wonderful high knowing that kicked butt tonight, you know, and you
didn't
leave
give me
feeling
a chance to come back. She wanted to leave right then and there.
I love the competitive spirit. I love the stories. Amazing. So, Mike, one last question. Why is pickleball a safe and friendly way to ease back into fitness? What's that magic about it?
Well, like I said, getting back to how easy it is to play, you know, people are hearing about it, like I keep mentioning, and it's something that you just come out and you can ease right into it. It's it's very simple to learn, and the age group is from any age. And it allows everyone to come out and enjoy the sport. And to ease into it, is you'll see, you know, we encourage people to come and just take a look at what's going on. And based on beginners all the way up to pros, we'll be in on our courts playing. And you can ease in your area you feel best at. We'll monitor that and each skill level. And it's amazing how fast people can actually pick it up. Even our pro that works for us, he, you know, he's not even a year in, is already hitting the circuit and is incredible. Mm-hmm. And a good young student back then, and now he's, you know, our head pro. And one of the best part is we're going to offer free introduction lessons for everybody to come in and enjoy the sport. And no investment on your part at all. We'll have the paddles, the balls, everything, the courts. Nice. And so we're encouraging everyone to kind of give us a chance. You know, challenge yourself to come out. And it will be a challenge not to like the game pickleball, I promise.
Oh, I love how you said that. It will be a challenge not to love it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, Mike. Coming up, we'll look at how connection grows even deeper when play can be strengthened. It can strengthen marriages, friendships, and everyday relationships. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is a Power of One More on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Julie Duncan, and you're watching The Power of One More on Now Media Television. Let's dig deeper into the journey of becoming. Welcome back to The Power of One. In our closing segment, we'll explore how play builds relationships, how simple games teach patience, teamwork, and understanding in ways conversations sometimes cannot. This is where connection deepens and where the heart of community truly lives. People often struggle to communicate or connect in relationships. This segment reveals how shared play can rebuild trust, open communication, and create meaningful bonds. So, Tammy, can you tell us, how does playing pickleball help people learn patience, teamwork, and understanding?
So I'll tell you, the patience part comes sometimes when you're waiting for open play and there's 48 people out there to play, and you put your pickleball paddle up on the rack and then you have to wait till it moves to the front. So you have to have a lot of patience to do that. And you also play with people of different levels of abilities when you're playing pickleball. So you may have someone you're playing with who's a brand new player, and you would play differently and be more supportive with that person. Or you play with someone who's better than you, or playing against someone who's better, or against someone who's not as good. And so you just learn through that. You've got to be patient with them, your partner, or the people you're playing against. And you want to change your style of play, perhaps, so that you're accommodating more the person across from you who is not an advanced player. And so you just learn through the process of how you're going to interact with everyone that you come into contact with, because you don't really have a choice in open play. You do if you're in, you know, meeting people to play specifically, but if you go to open play and you put your paddle up, you don't have a choice of who you're going to play with. It's just when there's four paddles, it rotates. There's four paddles, you four go out, you know, and so you don't know what you're going to get. You know, it's like life's a box of chocolates kind of thing. You don't know what you're going to get, and you just need to adapt and play with those people.
So I'm envisioning how important this is for children and adults too, but as children are being reared, you know, on up, this is a life skill.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
To be patient, have teamwork, understand there's people of different abilities. You may have a different ability, you know, skill levels, et cetera. So,
Yeah. It's exciting, and it's also perception, because people may think they're better than they are or worse than they are. And my grandson, when he was five, I took him out to play because I play every day, all day. And so I was taking him out to play, and he's on the other side of the net from me, and I was just gently giving him balls. And I think he maybe hit two in about 10 minutes, but he had the best time. He's spinning in circles. He's hitting balls. And we got done and he goes, "I am great at pickleball." And I said, "You certainly are. You're great at pickleball." He hit two balls, you know, and but he had the most fun and he was joyful. And you see that with people when you go to play, you know, you may not hit every ball. You may miss your serves. You may, you know, not do well. There may be someone, some one of your friends, you know, cracking up because you whiffed it and you went to hit the ball.
There's a lot of laughing.
You went to hit the ball and completely missed it. And, you know, they're standing there laughing at you. And, you know, I fell playing and broke my wrist. And my friends rallied around, you know, and were supportive and encouraging and, you know, all that. So it's just all about taking care of each other and patience and teamwork and support.
Yeah. Such important life skills.
Yes.
Okay, can you share a time where two players build a strong friendship because of the game? And I feel like you've done that for yourself, and not two people, but 3 different teams and 47 different friends and
all of us have. Yeah. It always happens, and it just happens organically, and then you just become involved. You just become in their lives, and you know what's happening with people, and you just communicate all the time. You know, text message coming in, and WhatsApp is over here, and then instant messages over here, and everybody's got something going on to communicate it. But I can share one of the best stories is two of my friends, Jason and Gina. They didn't meet on the pickleball court, but they play on the pickleball court all the time together, and they're in one of my groups. And they recently got married. And when they got married, they got married at Sharando Park out in the gazebo, and everybody wore their pickleball stuff. After their vows, we held up our paddles, and they went under our paddles as they exited the pavilion. And then we all headed over to the courts, and we played pickleball. So that was their wedding and their reception. And there was 50 people there, and we all played pickleball all afternoon, you know, and that gives you joy. And their whole wedding was joyful like that. I mean, it was just the whole thing. Their vows were hilarious. You know, they just were really focused on joy and love, and we just had the best time. But our whole community was there, which, you know, was just so great.
I mean, it was a great day.
Yeah.
Well, that is a pure definition of magic that Mike fleshed out earlier. You can't get any more magic than that.
No,
I don't
it
think.
Was wonderful. It was such a good day.
My goodness.
And the weather was perfect. So
yeah. Doing what you love, embracing that on your wedding day and having everybody around you.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It was
so
great.
That really, we just answered the next question. What lessons from the court also help in marriage, family, and friendships? You just flesh it out. Like, you have camaraderie, you have support, you have people around you.
Right.
And you can meet the love of your life, maybe.
Mm. Yes.
Maybe.
Perhaps. Yeah. You sure can.
They did.
Yeah.
I love it. How can someone take one more step to repair or strengthen a relationship in their life?
Okay. That's not pickleball related, evidently, with that question, but one of the things I learned a long time ago, my husband and I did a bunch of classes together, and one of them we went through was Men Are from Mars and Women Are from Venus. Mm-hmm. And in that book and in that study, one of the things we learned was when you're having a disagreement with someone, the person who's the most mature one should make the first step. And so what does that teach you? You know, it's like someone has to make the first move, and that's important. And so we always focused on that one, is whoever's the most mature should make the first move.
Oh,
so how do you
how
not?
Do you define that?
Yeah. One of the things that I've leaned on my whole life is if I think in my head, somebody should do something about that. Well, I'm somebody. And so that has always been my guiding force in my life. Like if I'm going on a walk, I used to do 4-mile walks every day before I found pickleball. I'd see trash on the side of the road. Somebody should pick that up. Well, you know what I did? I ordered a trash picker-upper from Amazon, and I made that my mission when I went on my walks to pick up all the trash. And some days I'd come home with one 13-gallon bag. Some days I'd come home with 3 13-gallon bags, you know. But I really, that's my philosophy of my whole life, is somebody should do something. Somebody can, and you're that somebody.
But I love that, all of that. And I also see it being applicable to the pickleball court, because there's going to be some conflict. It just is going to happen.
Yeah.
Especially when you have people of different skills.
And she's going to have to clean, so that's good.
Yeah.
So grab that stick and come into the pickleball court and use it.
That's right.
That's correct. I will be cleaning.
But conflict resolution is part of life, and I'm sure it needs to happen on the court as well.
It does. And there are some times. But it's interesting because also, again, depending on which community or what group you're playing with, the fun group, you know, just out for social and that kind of thing. So my ladies, when I go out and play, you forget the score. That's just one of the things that happens in pickleball. You forget the score. And so it'll be like, the score is 5-2. Oh, well, I thought it was 6-3. Pick one. I don't care. Whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, we'll just go with it. And so, you know, that ball was... I think the ball was out, but I'm not quite sure if the ball was out. And so you ask your partner, it's like, was the ball out? I'm not quite sure if it was out or not. I mean, everybody's so nice to each other.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, let's just replay the point. We can't tell for sure definitively if it was in or out. But then you play with higher level players and more aggressive players who play differently. And it's like, that ball was out. And you're like, ah, I'm not sure if it was. It was out. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, okay, it was out. You know, just it just depends on what's the most important thing in that moment. You know, is it really is it a tournament level where you're going to win money and it's really important to call that call as it is? Yeah. Or does it really matter?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what pickleball players do, I think, a lot is, does it really matter that much, or is it fine just to continue having fun and not really worry about it? And one of the things we have found in our group is we're always cheering for the people we're playing against too. And so you can make a great shot against somebody and you feel good and you feel bad at the same time. I made that shot. I'm so excited, but I'm so sorry you missed it. You know, it's very interesting.
Wow. Well, pickleball is a model for teamwork around America. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Absolutely.
As I'm listening to you folks talk. I'm also thinking about people that might have different abilities. How do you envision Pickleplex embracing people with different abilities that might come through your door?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, the way we built our courts is there are multiple access points to them. And we made sure that they are wide enough to accommodate wheelchairs. And so if someone comes in a wheelchair, they have the ability to get that wheelchair out on the court. We also have courts. There's eight of them. So from the start, right by the front door are the two most prominent courts. And as you move back, you're further away from the front, you know, where people come in, further away from the action. So we anticipate that a lot of people coming in, regardless of abilities, or a lot of people coming in may not be comfortable playing in front of other people. And so we've made it a point to do our scheduling. Okay, you're brand new, or you're someone with different abilities. We can play back here, where not everybody can see you. We'll play in one of these corner courts where you're not right out in front. And then we have people who want to be right out in front, who are the better players, who really enjoy that part of it, and we can showcase them. They'll be closer to the front if they want to be. But, you know, it just depends on where people are comfortable. But we definitely want to accommodate, you know, everyone who wants to come out and try. You know, there's nobody we can't accommodate. So
that's amazing. Anything you want to add to that, Mike?
No, I agree with her. I think, you know, people out in the community, if they feel they want to give us a shot, come try it for free. We'll have everything you need. And, you know, hopefully walk out being a pickleball player for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. What more could you ask for, right? Pickleball player, have the magic for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
I love it. Thank you for sharing today.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you for letting us be here.
Mike and Tammy, thank you for sharing your passion for creating community, confidence, and connection through Pickleplex. Your story shows that one more swing builds courage, one more step renews confidence, and one more game creates community, and one more connection can heal relationships. To our viewers, thank you for joining us. Take one more step today, and we'll see you next time on The Power of One More.